Now, great news coming through in the last 24 hours with regards to University Hospital Kerry and the provision of a permanent oncology build at University Hospital Kerry. A capital allocation of €17.27 million specifically dedicated for the project. The funding, a significant milestone in, I suppose, the project of enhancing cancer care services for Kerry. The permanent oncology unit at University Hospital Kerry will be a state-of-the-art facility, or state-of-the-art facility. With me in the line to talk about this is General Manager of University Hospital Kerry, Mary Fitzgerald. Mary, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
You must be delighted.
Oh my God, it's just the most fantastic news. We were absolutely delighted yesterday. I mean, I don't know if you remember back in 2022 at the beginning, that we did get a capital allocation of 9.3 million at that point, but that really was just, I suppose, for the bricks and mortar of a building. But what the upgrade of the funding would allow us to do is to have a compounding unit as well within the unit. So basically what that means is that currently we have to buy in chemotherapy from, you know, companies like Baxter and that, and that causes its own operational issues, and it also can cause delays in giving treatment to patients as well, because you're dependent on a company to deliver the chemo to you on time. So now we will have the whole service within one building, which is absolutely fantastic. I mean, we've been, I suppose, agitating for this for a number of years, and we are just absolutely thrilled. I'm thrilled for the people of Kerry. I'm thrilled for the staff in the unit who have, you know, been tirelessly working away so hard and really have been, I suppose, homeless really for a number of years, whereas now they're going to have a permanent build. Where we are in relation to it is that we have been working with the design team in the background over the last number of months, so we're at the point where we're about to finalise the design, and the next step then is obviously to go to tender, which is really exciting, and it's a fantastic time, you know, for the oncology unit, for the staff, fabulous for UHK and for the wider community. It is a really good news story for the people of Kerry, who will, unfortunately, I know nobody wants to require these services, but unfortunately that's the reality of life these days, that there's very few families or very few communities that haven't been touched by cancer at some point.
Yeah, and that is part of the reality of it. For that wider community, for the people who have fundraised for it, who have worked for this, it must be great that there's a timeline there now and that there's money there to meet what's needed.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Now, but I suppose the reality of it, Jerry, so that we put it into perspective, you are still talking possibly 2 to 3 years before we'll have the final build, do you know? But like, we have allocated a site on the grounds of UHK where it can go. It will be a standalone unit. It will be a three-storey building, and it will incorporate the day unit, outpatients, and as I said, the compounding unit as well. So like, it is a really good news story for the people of Kerry, and I'm delighted, absolutely thrilled that we're at this point. It's a really progressive, way forward. And I suppose the thing about it as well is that from a care perspective for the patients, which is what this is really all about, is, you know, we now will be able to give more treatment, more advanced treatments, because we'll have the facilities available. And down the line, we would hope that we will be involved in clinical trials as well, which brings in the research element of cancer care.
Yeah, and that is a good part of it. This will be an economic boost as well, a project of this size in terms of construction.
Absolutely.
And employment, Mary.
Oh, absolutely. And as I'm sure you're aware, there's lots of building going on in UHK at the moment. We're a bit of a building site, really. But that is fantastic. And as you say, it's great for the patients because they're our priority at the end of the day. But it also is great for the wider community. And I think, you know, I know I was on with you there a few weeks ago about Grow UHK. But I think this is very much part of it as well, that the investment is coming into Kerry, that we're beginning to see it in projects like this. And this is only good. And there's only one way forward now, and that's up.
Yeah, and that is in terms of that, you talked about the process you have to go through, and obviously it all going well and tendering going well and construction proceeding along at pace. Is there a possible or a putative end date here to when we might see it opened?
It's hard to put an end date on it, Jerry, to be honest, but I would imagine, knowing all the projects that I would have been involved in over the years, you're talking potentially 2 to 3 years, I would say, you know, because there's a lot of rules and regulations around these type of things, which are kind of outside of our control, really. But realistically, because we're at design stage, that usually takes kind of 6 to 10 months, and we're well into that process now, so then it goes to tender. And after that, realistically, I would say 2 to 3 years. There's no point in being anything, you know, foolish about it. We have to be practical about it.
Yeah, yeah, and that is part of it as well. What will this do in terms of, I suppose, changing things for people who are on the road to CUH? Will it complement the services there? Will it take everyone off the road, or how will it work?
Well, the reality of it, I suppose, is that Kerry is a satellite of CUH.
So CUH is the
mothership. Is the mothership. But what it will do is that certainly it will reduce the number of people that have to travel to Cork, because we will have more capacity within the unit to facilitate patients. The other thing that it will do is it will allow more progressive treatments to be given here, because, you know, there are certain chemo regimes that, because of the facilities that we didn't have here, you couldn't give to our patients. So therefore, that will reduce the number of people going to Cork as well. And I suppose the other side of it is, because the unit has been homeless for whatever number of years it is at this point, we now want to look at the comfort side for the patient. You know, we want to have the facilities that make the treatment a little bit easier for the patient, you know. And I'm talking about things, the reality for somebody on chemo is that they could be sitting in a chair from 4 hours to 8 hours in a day, you know. So as you can imagine, you're not feeling the best, you're on this treatment and you're sitting here looking at four walls. So I suppose we want to be able to ensure now, and as you're aware, I'm involved with Comfort for Chemo, and we want now to be able to ensure that the comfort side is there for the patients, to try and make their journey a little bit easier, because it's not an easy road, and we're trying to do everything we can to make it easier for them.
And that's really is the development of it. Okay, listen, we're going to leave it there, Mary. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme. Mary Fitzgerald there, General Manager of University Hospital Kerry, on that announcement of that 17.2 million funding for a permanent oncology build at the hospital. If you have a view, get in touch.